It is the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Also, check out our website. It is joeandalexshow.com. Alex, I don't think you're a terrible driver, but you're not a good one. I don't know. You scare me.
Whatever.
You scare me on how fast you drive, but now you're kind of calling out other drivers because you saw something kind of strange.
Yes. So when I was on vacation this last week, part of the time I was in LA, and I've never seen this before, but my boyfriend, the Egyptian, and I, we pull up to this stoplight, and he actually sees it first. He looks over to the side of us, and he's like, oh my gosh, that's disgusting. And this woman has her little mirror down in front of her.
Okay, looking at herself?
Yes, looking at herself and going to town, popping her own pimples all over her face.
Oh, just, gross. Just, okay, we get it. We get it. We totally understand.
So you know, I look over and I see it. I'm like, oh my word. And I mean, she really used all the time allotted while that light was red and got them all done. Then she flipped the mirror up and then drove off. And
oh my
gosh. That might be the grossest and strangest thing I've ever seen while driving.
833-JOE-ALEX is our number. I want you to call in. That's 833-563-2539. I'll give it to you one more time. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Also, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I'm trying to think. It's not gross. Yeah, if we're doing grossest thing, because I've seen people do a lot of... Stop that sound, please.
I know. I can't handle this sound, Alex. I'm going to throw up.
Now, you're a pimple popper. I'm surprised you wouldn't try to do that with your boyfriend and the Egyptian.
I love the videos.
I hate that.
Wait, no, I like the videos too, like when they're big and nasty.
No, I think that there's a type of person that likes pimple popping videos, and it's disgusting. Those people are gross.
I've seen somebody shaving while they were driving, a guy that was shaving his face once.
Oh, that's dangerous.
That's just talent.
Now, you know who I think would do this, and I could be totally wrong? Producer Porkchop, I feel like you're the kind of guy that changes clothing while you're driving.
I did that once.
Oh, my. Why? How did you?
I did that twice.
Explain, because that makes no sense.
Actually, I lied. I've done that multiple times, because I live a busy life, and sometimes, you know, while you're driving is the only time you have time. So, yeah, I've done it. I mean, but I'm safe. I'm safe.
Okay, explain to me, Producer Porkchop, and if anybody else wants to call in too, 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll get to some calls in just 1 second. How is that safe?
Well, you've got cruise control, and then you scrunch up your shirt so that you don't, you know...
Are you driving with your knee?
No. Yeah, kind of. You know, you don't want to... You got to scrunch your shirt up so that way you're not, like, getting it stuck over
your head. I don't need to see
your
belly. Put your shirt down. I don't need to see your stomach right now while you're doing this to actually show us.
You know, I definitely don't condone it. I feel like I am special and I'm very multi-talented at multitasking, but I would not condone any or suggest anyone else changing and driving.
I'm trying to think. Like, the only thing I've done, like, I haven't done anything disgusting. I've just eaten food while I'm driving. But, okay, well, do you consider, like, picking a boogie? Little booger.
Oh, everyone does that.
Yeah, I think everyone does that.
Do you guys have a technique? Because I picked a booger this morning. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but I was able to, you know, kind of just like do it like really faintly and discreetly.
Okay. All right. Doesn't have to be something gross you've seen while driving. Just crazy. Different.
All right. Let's take a phone call this morning. Hey, Billy, you are on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. What is the grossest thing you've seen while driving?
Okay, so I totally thought we were still on the pimple popping subject, so I'm going to...
No, you kind of are. Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I worked at a restaurant, and back in the kitchen, we had a couple that, like, served with me, and they would pop each other's pimples, like, on each other's bodies and stuff back there in the kitchen.
I'm sorry.
While they were making food?
Okay.
Yeah, no, they were the servers, but they would be back in the back, like in the kitchen where we pick up the food, and they would like pop each other's pimples on their faces
I'm
and stuff.
I'm going to be sick.
Absolutely disgusting.
Wow, Billy, thanks for making me not want to have breakfast. This is going to help my weight loss
plan. I'm scared to literally eat at any restaurant now because I'm like, what if this happens in the back?
Like, normally you got a guy coming over, like, would you like some more Parmesan? You're like, hey, would you like some fuss off of his back?
Don't say that. Okay, that was too much.
I was a waiter at Applebee's for 10 years. Like, it's good. Like, it's, you know, nothing bad happens. It's not like that movie. What's the one with...
Is it Waiting?
The goat. Yeah.
That movie scarred me for life.
There's no goats.
I know,
I don't
right?
even know what you guys are talking about, to be honest.
Oh, we got a tweet. We got a tweet at Joan Alex Show from a guy named Felix. He says he saw somebody playing guitar while driving.
No way.
What?
How is that possible?
Because he was driving a Tesla.